The Gemara Daf Chavdal Amadalf is discussing the Indian of Yakum Hashem Achiv. What does Yakum Hashem Achiv mean? And the Gemara says that Yakum Hashem Achiv means a Nachla. It does not mean Kipshita L'Shem, that you have to name the baby born from the Yibam Al Shem the Achi Hames. So the Gemara says there would be such a Havamina, Atarme L'Nachla Ena L'Shem. Maybe it does mean L'Shem, that Yosef Karnas Yosef, Yoichanan Karnas Yoichanan. Maybe if the brother who died, his name is Yosef, so we call the Vlad who's born from the Yibam Yosef. If his name was Yoichanan, we'll call the baby Yoichanan. The Gemara learns out, no, Nemekan Yakum, Yakum Hashem Achim, Nemel Anna Hashem Achim, Yakum Anachal Asam. We learn out that it means Nachal does not mean shame, that there is no Indian to name the baby of the Yibam Al Shem Achiv Hames. Now, when you read this Gemara, it's what stands out is the choice of names that the Gemara used, Yosef and Yoichanan. To give the Havamina, they have to name Al Shem the Mace. The Gemara used these two names, Yosef and Yoichanan. The question is why? Why Yosef, why Yoichanan? These are not the usual names that the Gemara uses. Usually you say Reuven, Shimon, Levi. These are the normal names used as an example of a name. Why would the Gemara pick this name, Yosef and Yoichanan? Obviously, it's not B'mikra, it's not just a random name that was chosen. What is the aimic of these names, Yosef and Yoichanan, and what does it have to do with this ending of Kriya Shem of Yakum Al Shem Achiv? And I heard a beautiful hesber from Rav Nachum Lansky Shlita, and he was mazur like this. He says that the Havamina of the Gemara over here is that there's an Indian to name the baby that's born from the Yibam Al Shem, the brother who died. In other words, that there's some type of kiyam, there's some type of Kriya Shem, of Akama Shem, when you name somebody Al Shem, the person who is no longer alive, and this gives them a certain type of kiyam. The Maisa Gemara says we don't do that, but there's such a Havamina. Now, where do you find in the Torah such a musik? Where do you find that somebody's Zara who did not have kiyam and by somebody else being born Al Shmai, giving him that name, it gave him Kiyam, you find this in one place, and that's by Yosef HaTzadik. You find this by Yosef, the Gemara says in Saita, and Daf Lamed Vavim Beis, that the Gemara says that really was Roy for Yosef to be Maimed Yud Beis Shvatim, just like Yaakov. Just like Yaakov had, was Maitzi Yud Beis Shvatim, Yosef was also supposed to. Tanya Hayo Roy, Yosef Les Hazan Yud Beis Shvatim, Kedesh Yatzim Yaakov Aviv. Why didn't it happen? Elish Yatzah Shukhla Zara mi ben Tziporni Yadav. But because of the Maisa with Ishus Potifar and the Zara came out of Tziporni Yadav, there were 10 tipas of Zara that came out of his fingernails. That because of that Maisa, so Mele, he lost the ability to be Maimed Shvatim. So he's supposed to be making Zara, but he wasn't, he lost it. Zakhni Maiv, Afal Pichin Yatzah mi bin Yamin Achiv. But still, Binyamin was Mailed Keneged those Shvatim that Yosef is supposed to be Mailed, Bechulan Nikar Al Shmayan. All the children of Binyamin, they were Kenagi the Shvatim, the Yosef was supposed to be Mailed, when Nikar Al Shem Yosef, Shenamar ben Binyamin, Bela Ubecha ben Ashbel, Bela Shenamar ben Umas, and the Gemara explains how each child of Binyamin was Nikar somehow Al Shem Yosef. So you find by Yosef such a Peldik Azach that he was supposed to be Maimed Shvatim, he was supposed to have children, he lost that ability because of the Maisa with Potiphar, and instead Binyamin had those children that Yosef was supposed to have, and he named those children Al Shem Yosef. So this is where you mamish find such a musig that somebody was supposed to be have a child, he wasn't zeicher to do it, someone else had it instead of him and named it Al Shmai. So we made the Hamin Ligmar over here that would be pshat in Yakum Al Shem Achiv, that you name the Vlad Al Shem the Mace, but Dafka the Gemara chose the name Yosef, because Yosef Atzadik is the one place where you find that there is taka such a musig of Al Kama Shem, that by naming Al Shmai there is a kiyam to the Zer that Yosef was supposed to have, and instead went to Binyamin. So that explains Yosef. The question is, what's with Yoichanan? Why is the name Yoichanan chosen over here? So the truth is, you do find in the Gemara, in Brachias, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was Mizara de Yosef Kasino. Rabbi Yochanan came from the Zera of Yosef, so he also has a Shaychus to Yosef, but I think you could say much more, why Bedavka, it fits in very nicely that Yochanan was chosen over here, because the Gemara says in Brachias and Daf Chaf that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't worried about Ein Hara, Ein Shalatis, but because he said, Ana Mizara de Yosef Kasino, I come from the Zera of Yosef. Which might mean literally it came from the Zer of Yosef, but there is a pshat set over from the Seder Hadaris. The Seder Hadaris says that it's doesn't mean Kipshutai that he was from Yosef, but he was Mizara de Yosef. He came from the Zera of Yosef, literally referring to this Zera of Yosef. He had a shaychus to that Zera of Yosef. There was Yatsam ibn Tziporni Yadav, and because of that he lost the Ten Shvatim, and instead they went to Binyamin. Zok the Seder Hadaris that we find that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children who died. Like the Gemara says earlier in Brachas and Dafeid, Dain Gramada Sira Bir, that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children who died, and those 10 children of Rabbi Yochanan who died were a tikkun, they were keneged, the 10 children that Yosef was supposed to have, and instead went to Binyamin, and because there was Yatsam ibn Tziporni Yadav. So the whole inyan of Yochanan, Zara de Yosef Kasina, is because Yochanan came from that Zara, whether it means literally or not, was Imamish in the Zara or not, is not clear, but the Meganim Chadashim and Brachas talks about this, was Imamish Mizara, not Mizara, Ayin Sham and Daf Hey, but Lemaisa, the this musig that Yochanan was Mizar de Yosef means he had a shaychus to those 10 tipin that came out of Yosef, then instead went to Binyamin, which is the whole mucker of Kriyas Hashem, that it's Yochim Hashem Achiv, that's where you find this musik of Kriya Shem. So the two people involved in the Kriya Shem with the Zer that was supposed to come from him instead went to the brother and was Nikol Shmai, is Yosef Atzadik and Yochanan, who was Mizari de Yosef, who came from that Zer of Yosef and Mimela. It fits in beautifully why the Gemara chooses these two names, Dafka, Yosef, and Yochanan, because those are the two people involved in this Kriya Shem that we find that happened by the Maaseh with Yosef and Binyamin. Just want to end off with the Gilgiyani Hashasas of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He's Mitzayin Gemara Gittin and Daf Lamadanum Beis, where the Gemara also seems to use these two names of Yosef and Yochanan in a different context. The Gemara over there says that Bnei Adam Habayim Misham Lekan, people come from there to here and they have different names. That over there, his name is Yosef and they call him Yochanan. Yochanan they call him Yosef. Hech Megarish Nishaseim, how they Megarish their wives. And the Gemara uses it as an example. People have different names, Yosef and Yochanan. So over there, Lachar, the shot we're saying over here wouldn't fit in. Maybe it does somehow. But it seems to be that those are, for some reason, the Gemara did feel there's some reason to use these names, Yosef and Yochanan. Not so clear why, but Al Kupanim, at least in our Sugya, there's a beautiful Hezbollah. I'll be what Nachum is saying, why Dafka these names of Yosef and Yochanan are chosen.